It's Trey Songz. This one's called All This Love. There's a lot of love in studio today, and there's a lot of eating as well. I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, people are tasting some cookies, and oh, they taste absolutely wonderful. I only tasted one, but I'm still definitely going to have more. We are going to be in conversation with the founder of All This Goodness, Nosisa Sedi. So do stay tuned. She's in studio. We are talking all things scones and treats bakery. Nosisa Sedi, welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for coming and bringing all of this goodness. You can see that our family here at Rise FM is raving over your food. They love it.
I'm so glad. I'm so happy.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the journey. Let's talk about Nosisa. Where does Nosisa come from? And how did the journey of scones and treats bakery start?
So we've just moved to Mpumalanga a few months ago.
Lovely.
We're staying first Joburg, and then we stayed in Pretoria. Mm-hmm. So Scones and Treats, actually, it's a baby of another business that we have in Centurion called the Scone Madame.
All right.
We do the same thing. Mm-hmm. We love scones. As you can see, it's Scone Madame and Scones and Treats.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. So we've just moved to Mataf, and we've got two little ones. So we don't,
lovely.
This is a best place to raise our kids. Mm-hmm. And then we decided, let's start the business here and see how
it's going,
taking it.
Yeah. And how are you guys finding the province?
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
Mswat. Uh-huh. So this is home for me.
Oh, lovely.
So
okay.
I'm home. Mm-hmm. I really love the place, and I'm glad that my kids are going to, because they were born in Pretoria.
Mm-hmm.
So here, they are loving it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We absolutely love it. This is your husband.
That's my husband, Sydney.
And I just want to say, there's nothing that I love more than seeing husbands come into the studio to take some content and support their wives. So a big shout out to you, husband. We love it.
The one who comes with the business. And I just tell him, I love scones. Okay, scones. Maybe let's try this and this and this.
I love it.
Yes. And then advertising also, is the man who does the advertising in our business. And also the stocking is our driver.
I love
so
it.
He supports a
I love it. I
yeah,
love
we
that.
We are partners actually in the business. We are 50-50 with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about that journey of how your business started. I mean, starting a business is not easy, right?
Yeah.
So how's that journey started?
I'll say for me, having it was not too much of a pressure, because I had a supportive husband.
Yeah.
I started the business when I had a girl, and then I decided, yes, I have a husband as a mother who supports me, but I wanted my child to look up also from me, and then not deciding, the husband is going to look, you know, going up, decide I need to find myself a husband who's going to look after me. No, I got a girl, and I wanted to teach that girl that you need to.
What is it about having girls? I also
something
just had a girl.
Girls.
And I feel the exact same
something about girls. And I really believe that girls, man, you need to stand up and look after yourself.
Yeah.
Even if you have a husband, even if you are blessed by having somebody look after you. But still, sometimes surprising with something. So that's how it started. And I would like for them to have that.
Yeah. To grab onto that knowledge that you have. I love that. Lovely. And, you know, I mean, being in business just on its own can be really hard. Mm. Did you have any moments for you in this journey where you just thought, I'm going to close shop? It's really hard for me.
We did actually close shop
at
one stage with a business in Pretoria.
Yeah.
We did when COVID time.
Yeah, COVID was
COVID
hard.
Time. We close shop, but my business is mostly homely.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yes, we have rented a place somewhere, but it's a home feel. Whether you go to the bakery, it's home feel. So we closed, but we brought the people who are helping us at home.
Yeah.
So we really worked at home, and then make sure, for me, as I said, I always had a husband who looks after me.
Yeah.
But then the girls that are helping me, they needed the money. So it was like, let's make it girls so that at least you've got something. So we closed the shop like where we rented, but at home we're still doing it. And then we're delivering. Like COVID, you couldn't stop us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also coming this side, we said, let's give it a try and see how it's going to be.
Mm.
And then, but that doing a business is not easy, man.
It's not.
Sometimes we just want to sleep. And then, but especially when it's a baby like this one, yeah. It's like you want to nurture it. Mm. If you can't nurture a business, is a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you give it that love, that nurturing and stuff.
Mm. Yeah. You know, you speak of COVID, and that just made me think we're at the height of unemployment right now in our country. A lot of the youth are just sitting down. They're not doing anything. Most of them have gone to school. I mean, they've got qualifications, but there's nothing out there. You are using the skill that you have with your hands. And I'm sure this is a love that you've got for baking and just doing this. You love it, you know. What do you have to say to the young person who is listening now and saying, I am at home, I'm sitting down, I've got a qualification or I don't have a qualification, but I'm not getting a job. Do you know what I mean? What advice would you have for them? Because I always say, I believe we all have a skill. You just have to find it and really just kind of nurture it. How do we start, especially in a place where we are very down mentally because of the things that are happening in the country?
I think, you know, you mentioned a very important thing. It starts with the mentality.
Yeah.
I always believe that, personally, as long as I have hands, as long as Jehovah has given me my hands,
yes,
I will go to the wilderness and I will survive.
Yes.
And I'm doing, people say, or I'm doing. So I think learning a skill, and then that's what also in our bakery we've tried to do. We mm-hmm. get girls, we get any, none of the people that are working with us knew how to bake before. Now I've left the business in Pretoria. I've trained them. They are running that business as their own. So the attitude, when we're opening here in Matafen, we've interviewed some few girls.
Mm.
And it starts with an attitude.
Yeah.
The attitude with the few ones that I felt a little bit ashamed. Like, start from nowhere.
Mm.
Because then I will tell them, it's a new business. We are starting. Mm. We need to work together. Treat this business as your own. Mm. If it grows, we grow together.
Yeah.
If it doesn't grow, we try something else. We'll try something else with you, but let's start somewhere.
Yeah.
But it's a shame that it's not everyone who wants to start somewhere.
Yeah.
We always want to get something when it has already
We always want the end product, yeah, because that's what we see,
yes,
on social media. Yes. We see these people talk about their businesses and how it's doing so great, but we never really understand that you start at the beginning,
yeah,
you know? And I mean, no one's really going to show you the behind the scenes and the hard work. We're only going to show you the great results, yeah, you know? So I fully understand what you're saying. 5 years from now, where are we seeing Scones and Treats Bakery?
Pumalanga is promising me.
Mm-hmm.
Pumalanga is promising me. So, you know, I have not thought that far, but I'm seeing Scones and Treats growing, mm-hmm, bit by bit. You know, when we started, especially in Matafen, we thought, kokasi, you know,
yeah,
people, maybe they want bread and stuff, because that's what we've been told.
Yeah.
Although I always believe, man, sometimes they want treats. That's why it's called Scones and Treats.
Yes.
To break the bread.
Yes.
And bring some treat.
Yeah.
So we want to spread, especially around us. I still want to keep it intimate,
mm-hmm,
like still homely, like when you order a scone. That one was too sweet.
Mm.
Reduce a little bit sugar. Put mm-hmm me a sugar replacer. I still want it homely, but I want to, maybe if we can get maybe 3 or more places,
mm-hmm,
that would be nice. But then still, I don't, not too big.
Yeah.
Intimate. Teaching lots of people, I get pride by teaching people.
Mm.
Like the girl that I have, Gugu, mm, right now,
yeah,
started less than 2 months. I can leave her with the business and she's just,
I
love to do that.
Lovely.
So I hope lots of people would have learned. I still want to introduce a little bit of school just to treat people who want to learn, because I believe if you have skills, you can survive.
I was actually about to ask, do you have a master class? So you haven't started doing a master class yet?
Not yet, but we would love to go there.
Right?
We would love to go there, and because we've been getting requests in Centurion, people, they've been asking.
Yeah.
So especially here, somehow I was saying to my husband, here I'm feeling like no pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I want to teach people.
Yeah.
Especially where there's lots of very much unemployment where we are.
Yeah.
I would love to teach people. So let's let it grow a little bit, and then I would love to do some classes.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Nosisa, yeah, thank you very much for coming on to the show. I wish you all the very best.
Thank
Where
you.
Can people find you on our social media platforms?
You can find us on Scones and Treat. Mm-hmm. We are there. Or even in my Facebook, it's Nosisa Sedi.
Yeah.
That's our Facebook. When we are in Pretoria or anywhere else beside Mpumalanga,
yeah,
we are Scone Madam.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a mother of this business.
Yes.
Yeah, so you also can find us on Facebook on that one, Scone Madam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So all right.
That's where you can find us. And also our telephone number for Scones and Treats is 067-653-3731. That's
all right.
Our telephone number.
All good. Thank you very much for coming onto the show. So we're going to do a bit of tasting. We've got Prince here. Yeah, Prince, come. I don't know why he's looking around. Like, I'm talking to you. So he's going to do a bit of the tasting and tell us what he thinks. Are you ready, Prince?
I've been ready.
Love it for you, Kesana. He's already tasted some of the goodness that we've got here in studio. So he's going to tell us what he thinks. Give us an honest score out of 10. All right? And then tell us what you think. So we're going to take a quick break. And then look at that. He's eating already. Stay tuned.
It's always there, always on, and forms the backbone of any campaign. Radio, always. Looking to establish your brand, grow your business, or drive sales? Radio is the trusted platform to do it. With radio being in home, office, and on the go, it only makes sense to have your brand on air. It's time to make radio your business. Go to the place where you get bang for your buck, real returns, and measurable impact. Go to radio. Always. Book an appointment with a media consultant today.
Hi, this is Princess M. Get ready for a ride of endless waves of tranquility in the beautiful city of Durban this summer. Experience the calming, serene shores of Durban's coast. Exciting adrenaline adventures, vibrant edutainment for everyone in the family, and exclusive culinary that will leave you feeling super refreshed. Don't miss Durban tourism activations in Mpumalanga and Limpopo province. Catch Durban tourism vibes on the following dates: the 25th of October in Middelburg Shell Ultra City, 26th October at Mbombela Riverside Mall. SIA will broadcast the Rise FM Top 30 live from the mall on Saturday morning, and I'll be there to check out all the attractions. And 27th October at Polokwane Mall of the North. Visit Durban this festive season and explore endless waves of tranquility. For more, go to visitdurban.travel or follow at DBN Tourism on social media. Hashtag tranquility. Hashtag endless waves of tranquility. Hashtag visit Durban.
All right, so we are tasting. Prince, how are we feeling? Are you ready?
Yes, I've been ready.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at this,
yeah.
I want to try it.
Yeah. We had a bit of a fight off air because he had the urge to open it and eat. And I said, no, not now. Wait until we go on air so you can eat it. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Go for it. And then tell us what you think. Give us a score out of 10. Tell us what you're tasting as well. So don't tell him. I hope you haven't told him the ingredients, because I do want him to really devour and listen to what the taste or feel what the taste is telling him. Tell us what you are tasting. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. So he's already got the first ingredient anyway, because they said jam. Okay.
Have a moment.
Okay. Yeah, he took a big bite, guys. I mean, you're on radio, Prince.
Big bite.
Yeah.
Well, but I really love that.
Okay.
It's got jam, yes.
Yes.
Obviously, they told me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sweet. I think I'd really love this in the morning with coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I love coffee, actually.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for coming to Mpumalanga.
Thank you.
I really love it. But I also love this.
Are those oat bars? Do they call them oat bars? Yes.
Oat crunchies.
Oat crunchies, yes.
So this one out of 10,
uh-huh.
I'll give it a 10.
Love it.
And then I also want to try this one.
Okay. He's already had it though.
Mm. Halfway done.
I want them to hear the sound.
Yeah, the crunch.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm. I heard it. I heard that crunch.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
This one I'll give it a 12 out of 10.
Wow.
Wow. I think that's a first. That is a first on Rise FM Fun Food Friday where somebody's had a 12 out of 10.
Thank you.
Love it, Gesana. Thank you so much, Prince. We love your goodness. We love your food. Thank you so much for coming on to the show.
Thank you for inviting me.
We wish you all the very best. Maybe she might just make us our 11th birthday cake. You never know. We hope so. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, Rise FM. Thank you, people of Mpumalanga, for the support so far. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's a thank you.